The podcast that shall not be named. Episode 50. Still in Woodstock. Well, it's November 29th. I think I got that right. Yeah, tomorrow's the 30th. And I'm making the walk from my in-law's house back to my mom's house. Not that far, just about right for a minicast. My in-laws and my parents actually were friends years before I met my wife. I discussed this in a very early episode of the podcast that shall not be named. You can hear the city noises, although it's a suburban city, not like Chicago or Phoenix or any of the other places I've been in the past. Some places I've worked in, some places I've lived in. Still haven't figured out why on some of these episodes my S's just come screaming through. I have to apologize for that. I'm still working out the details here. You can hear my medic boots on the pavement pretty clearly as I'm walking along here. Woodstock was a cool place to grow up. Wasn't born here, but moved here shortly. I was about 5 years old. It was about 5,000 people in 1965. They used to have a sign as you came into town that said, "No radar, we trust you." It's probably hanging over somebody's mantle at this point or up in a garage somewhere. Lots of history here. I've mentioned in the past that this is where they shot the movie Groundhog Day. It's also had some cameo appearances and Blues Brothers, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. There was another movie. Can't think of it right now. The farmhouse I grew up in, which was right in the center of town at once upon a time, well, it still is. It was a farm when they built the house. Was where the characters Beau Plenty and Grandma Gertie were modeled after. The cartoonist that drew Dick Tracy lived here up until the time he passed away. I remember him giving interviews to our journalism class when I was in high school. That was really cool. So we're about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. I mentioned that yesterday as well. And my dad picked this when they moved. They wanted to get out in the country. But he wanted to be somewhere where he'd get on a train. He worked in the Loop in Chicago all of his life. He just wants to get out of the service. It worked out very well for him. He'd make the mile and a half walk to the train station in almost all weather. But once he got on the train, he was inside all the way to the Loop. And he could even walk the underground tunnels from the train station to the building where he worked. So if he needed to be, he could be inside all day long. From the time he got on the train till the time he got off at night and was coming home. I've gotten word from my neighbors that everything's okay at home. Everybody watches out for everybody else's places. We have 3 watch cats on guard in the property. All is well, other than I'm going to have a little bit of snow to clean up, which is continuing to snow since we've left, but it's the season. Last year at this time, we actually had the snowmobile trails groomed and going already. So from that regards, it's actually a little later. Continue to get my notes and thoughts together for getting a virtual Youper out on the Canadian... Oh, I can't do it without it written in front of me. The National Day of Podcasting as an honorary Canadian stand-in. I'll have a show up, and I think it's only fitting that I get a virtual Youper out. Actually, the last virtual Youper I got out was last year's. But here I am, 52 episodes later, on the podcast that shall not be named. So it got me going again between that and what really got me going again was starting out at PAB, meeting everybody, getting the energy together again. It's been, I love podcasting. I love what I do. I love being creative. And if you've been with me on this journey in this last year, as I've just renewed my domain name through Hover, been having fun experimenting, and it's easier to do on a 6 to 10 minute podcast. Not trying to keep a theme up for 60 minutes, especially if you're not sure you've got enough energy and enough ideas for a 60 minute podcast. So I've been having fun. Some of them have been more interesting than others, but going back to the last theme of PAB, don't be afraid to fail, just do it. In the past, especially the earlier days of Virtual Youper, I'd always pick a day when I had time and a lot of energy. In my current schedule, that doesn't happen an awful lot. It's more like, I need a break. I need to calm down. I need to slow down. And in the harbor, it's great. You know, it's, I walk out of my office, walk into the woods with the iPhone. And had been walking out in the woods with my Sony mini disc, which finally bit the dust this summer, but recorded a lot of podcasts on that thing. The audio input circuit in that thing still incredibly clean. Although I must say, I've gotten some really nice recordings out of this iPhone. I just haven't learned to be consistent with it yet. Be here for a couple days yet. Got the rest of the family coming out tomorrow. It was my youngest's birthday last weekend, and being 450 miles away, we don't get down here that often, not as much as we'd like to, not with the whole family. I get down here for work from time to time. So we make it a big family gathering anytime we get down here. Especially in the last year, my wife has had some health problems and she wasn't able to travel for a while. So we went to a couple of holidays with just myself and the boys coming down. So she's happy to be able to travel again and get down here. So we're going to have a good visit with the family tomorrow and start moseying north on Sunday. Gonna stop by and see our one remaining horse. We had three when we moved to Copper Harbor. We're down to one. But that horse is in a very good home with a friends of ours, family that has a farm not too far from where our farm used to be. Well, the farm's still there. We just don't own it anymore. So we'll be making a stop near Cleveland, Wisconsin, about halfway between Sheboygan and Manitowoc. And for those that have no idea what that means, it's about halfway between Green Bay and Milwaukee, right along the Lake Michigan shoreline there. I think we'll see how things go with the holiday and everything, but Saturday night, we've got the next episode of Late Night QRM coming up. So I'll probably be doing the show from here in Woodstock yet. And I'll be preparing to release a virtual Youper episode 42. There's that number again. for Sunday. Wow, 10 minutes. I'm overtime here. Thank you, everybody. I'm glad to be back in the podcasting tribe and active. And quite frankly, you're the ones that are keeping me sane. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. This is Michael, the Virtual Youper.